Okay, Bob.
Hey, Tony. Hello, Al. You're on WABC.
Hello, Bob. This year makes 23 years you're on New York Radio, and I really enjoyed it. We had an excellent show.
Well, Al, I'm glad you mentioned that, because on September 21st, 1970, I said for the first time in New York City at radio station WMCA the immortal words, Let's be heard.
Right. I wish they also enacted the Bob Graham sterilization program then. Boy, we never had many problems.
Can you imagine if they had enacted the Bob Grant mandatory sterilization program back then, we would have lower taxes.
Absolutely.
Less crime.
Right.
The standard of living would be much better.
Right on.
Just think, there would be far fewer mutants, predators, bipeds stalking the streets.
Absolutely, Bob. Bob, incidentally, today I spoke to the great Rocco Perna, and Monk speaking, we got to talk about you, and he speaks very, very highly of you, Bob.
Well, I'll tell you something. I admire Rocco. He's a gifted, intelligent, and extremely clever man, and he's one of the few people who could break me up just by saying hello. This man is...
That's right.
He just cracks me up.
Right, Bob. Bob, my topic is, I hope those killers of that German tourist in Florida, I hope they get the death penalty, because Florida does have the death penalty and have executed other people.
Yeah, and now if they do get the death penalty, that means they will be executed in the year... probably about the year 2009.
Unbelievable, Bob. I can't believe it.
Well, look, the average death penalty is finally meted out 12 to 14 years after the sentence.
Wow.
That's right.
That's right. Then that's it. Well, you know, God only knows how many other car hijackings these mutants were involved in. Yeah. Bob, also, talking about crime, you know, you don't know this, but I'll tell you now. Rosemary and I were victims of a daylight burglary a year ago last September.
Oh.
In fact,
In East Rutherford?
Yes. And we couldn't hardly believe it. You know, things are getting, in this country, it's really slipping and sliding. And in fact, would you believe, as we were returning home, he was in the apartment, and he heard us coming in. And as we walked in, he went out the window with Rosemary's, all of her jewelry, items that I had. In fact, her engagement ring, her wedding ring, beads, you know, necklaces. Oh, I don't even want to mention. But the only thing is, we were lucky that we didn't confront them. God knows what would have happened to us, Bob.
That's
the only thing. And when you have a feeling like this, I understand. When people get mugged and robbed, you understand exactly how they feel. I just wanted to let you know that we have to be more vigilant at all times. That's a hell of a way to live.
Well, I'll tell you what, get permission from Rosemary to go to the Concordoro sometime over there on Bloomfield Avenue, west of Branch Brook Park.
Yes.
See Louis Quadaro, Joe Iannuzzi, and Anthony, and a whole bunch of guys there. And if you get a description of that guy, you tell them, and they'll take care of him. Oh, yeah.
You bet.
Amazad.
That is right. About the bone.
Okay.
Right. Thank you, Bob.
All right, Al.
Right. It's been a pleasure. Bye.